Jack keep going. You can't turn back. You come too far. You can't give up. You work too hard. Jack keep going.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Dissertation in 90 Days, your go-to podcast for all things dissertation-related, brought to you by Writers ER. I'm your host, Dr. J, and today we're diving into a topic that I know is on the minds of many of you PhD learners out there dealing with difficult committee members. First off, let's talk a little bit about Writers ER. At Writers ER, our mission is to support you, the doctoral students, in navigating the often turbulent waters of dissertation writing. We understand the unique challenges you face and are here to offer guidance, resources, and a supportive community. Now on to our main topic. The dissertation committee plays a crucial role in your journey. These are the experts who guide you, challenge your thinking, and ultimately decide when your work is ready for the world. But let's be honest, not every interaction with committee members is smooth sailing. Sometimes you encounter difficult personalities or conflicting viewpoints that can make the process feel even more daunting. In this episode, we're going to discuss practical strategies for managing these challenges. It's not just about surviving these interactions, but learning how to thrive and use them to strengthen your dissertation. So grab a notebook and let's dive in. All right, let's get into the heart of our topic today, understanding committee dynamics. We're going to unpack this so you're better equipped to handle whatever comes your way. Picture this. You have a group of experts, each with their unique blend of academic and professional experiences. Think of them as guides on your dissertation journey. One might be a methodological wizard, another a theory enthusiast, and yet another could be an industry expert. This diversity is what makes your committee so valuable. They're not just there to evaluate your work, they're mentors, sounding boards, and critical reviewers. Understanding this diversity in personalities and academic backgrounds is crucial. It shapes their expectations and feedback. Remember, they're here to push your thinking, challenge your assumptions, and ultimately help you produce a robust, rigorous piece of research. Moving on, let's talk about common challenges. It's not uncommon to face communication gaps. For instance, you might interpret feedback one way, while your committee member meant something else entirely. Differing expectations are another hurdle. Your idea of a comprehensive literature review might differ from your committee's expectation, and then there's conflicting feedback. One member might suggest an entirely different direction than another. These challenges can be frustrating, but they're a normal part of the process. Recognizing them early can help you strategize on how to address them effectively. Now, for some initial strategies, communication is key. Be proactive. Schedule regular meetings and come prepared with specific questions or areas where you need guidance. This helps to clarify expectations and minimize misunderstandings. Set clear goals for each meeting and don't hesitate to ask for clarification if feedback seems conflicting. Document these discussions. Keeping a record helps you track feedback and your responses to it. Another tip, be open to feedback. It might be tough to hear at times, but remember, your committee's goal is to strengthen your work, not to undermine it. By understanding the roles, recognizing the challenges, and employing these initial strategies, you're setting yourself up for a more manageable and productive experience with your dissertation committee. Stay with us as we dive deeper into these strategies and more in our next segments. We're moving into segment two, where we focus on practical strategies for dealing with difficulties. We'll cover everything from communication to stress management. Let's jump right in. Let's start with effective communication. It's not just about what you say, but how you say it. Clear and assertive communication is vital. Imagine this. You're sharing your ideas, concerns, and questions in a way that's straightforward, but respectful. It's all about balance. And remember, regular updates and feedback sessions are key. They help avoid misunderstandings and keep your committee aligned with your progress. Think of these sessions as a two-way street. You're not just receiving feedback, but also providing updates on your work. This ongoing dialogue is essential for a smooth dissertation process. Also, don't forget to listen actively. Sometimes the feedback you need the most is hidden between the lines. Moving on to negotiating feedback and expectations. Facing conflicting or harsh feedback is a part of the process. It's important not to take it personally. Instead, try to extract the constructive elements from it. Ask yourself, how can this make my research stronger? And when it comes to expectations, clarity is your best friend. Have open discussions about your goals, timelines, and the scope of your research. Understand what your committee expects from you, and likewise, communicate your own expectations. This mutual understanding is crucial for a harmonious working relationship and can significantly reduce stress and misunderstandings. Now let's talk about the importance of building a supportive network outside your committee. This network can include mentors, colleagues, or peers who are also navigating the dissertation journey. They provide a different perspective and can offer both emotional and practical support. This network becomes a safe space where you can share your struggles and successes. Their outside perspective can be invaluable, giving you fresh ideas or different approaches to problems you're facing. Also, they can be great for practicing your defense. Lastly, managing personal stress and conflicts. The dissertation process is a marathon, not a sprint. It's important to take care of your mental health. Develop a routine that includes self-care activities. Whether it's yoga, reading, or a hobby, find something that helps you unwind. And when it comes to conflicts, approach them with a mindset of resolution. Always aim to understand the other person's point of view. Remember, effectively managed conflicts can lead to personal growth and better working relationships. It's all about turning challenges into opportunities for improvement. Stay tuned as we delve into real-life examples and solutions in segment 3, where these strategies come to life. Remember, you're not alone in this journey, and we're here to help you every step of the way. Let's begin with some real-life scenarios of challenging committee interactions. Picture this. A doctoral student, let's call her Emma, faced conflicting advice from her committee members. One member was pushing for a more quantitative approach, while another insisted on qualitative methods. Emma was stuck. She took a step back and scheduled individual meetings with each member, seeking to understand their perspectives. By communicating her goals and utilizing their feedback, she crafted a mixed methods approach that satisfied both members. What did we learn here? It's about listening, understanding, and then finding a middle ground. Another scenario involved a student named Tom. He received very harsh feedback on his first draft. Instead of getting defensive, Tom requested a follow-up meeting for more detailed explanations. This showed his committee he was open to feedback and committed to improving his work. The lesson? Don't take harsh feedback to heart. Use it as a stepping stone for growth. Now let's talk about actionable steps you can take in similar situations. First, always remember the power of communication. If you're unsure or in disagreement, seek clarity. Schedule a meeting, be prepared, and don't be afraid to ask questions. Being proactive shows your dedication and can often turn the tide in your favor. Next, adaptability and resilience are your best friends. Each committee member will bring their own set of expectations and perspectives. Be flexible in your approach and be prepared to pivot your strategy if needed. This flexibility will serve you well, not just in your dissertation journey, but in your future career as well. Finally, don't forget the importance of a support network. Talk to your peers, seek advice from mentors, or join a writing group. Sometimes, just talking about your challenges can open up new avenues for solutions. Remember, these challenges are part of the journey. They're not just obstacles, but opportunities to grow and excel. Stay adaptable, stay resilient, and you'll navigate through these challenges successfully. And just like that, we're wrapping up another insightful episode of Dissertation in 90 Days. Let's take a moment to summarize what we've covered and set you up with some actionable steps to take forward. In today's episode, we delved into effective communication strategies, handling feedback, and the importance of a supportive network. We also talked about managing stress and conflict. Remember, a positive attitude and a proactive approach are essential in navigating the complexities of your dissertation journey. It's not just about tackling challenges. It's about turning them into opportunities for growth and learning. I encourage each of you to apply these strategies in your own dissertation journey. Remember, you're not alone in this. We're here to help, guide, and support you every step of the way. And we'd love to hear from you. Got feedback, questions, or a story to share? Reach out for our future episodes. Before we sign off, don't miss out on an incredible resource: the playbook, How to Get Your Dissertation Approved in 6 months or Less, by Dr. Anthony Robinson. He completed not one, but two dissertations in just 6 months. This playbook is a goldmine of strategies and insights, and you can download it from writerser.com/playbook. Next time, we'll be discussing another hot topic that's crucial for your success. So stay tuned, apply what you've learned, and keep pushing forward. Thanks for joining us on Dissertation in 90 Days. Until next time, keep writing, keep striving, and remember, you've got this.